Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The DH, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle scores. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Felder steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tolleson moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kittle hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robidoux is 0-for-1 in the game. Robidoux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robidoux scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tolleson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robideau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Deere hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to third. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. Deere moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Baines strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robideau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisk for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor strikes out. One out. Juan Agosto now pitching. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robideau strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Riles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Searidge now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Walker reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Searidge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Wayne Tolleson now playing shortstop. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Reed Nichols now playing second base. Mark Hill Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Deer strikes out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Householder hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tolleson strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cangalosi moves to third. Mark Clear now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cangalosi tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.